Hi, my name's Dave Henley, and I'm a part of Pressure Drop, which is a duo that formed in 1990 and was based in London.
I'm Justin Langlands. I'm the other half of Pressure Drop. And we met while we were DJing in the late 80s, actually. And then we got together after when we got together because we had similar taste and stuff. We were doing DJ gigs, decided to make a record together. And the first record that we made together was released in 1990. That was called Back to Back.
Where are you guys sitting now?
We're in Brighton in Justin's workplace.
A studio that I've got set up now in Brighton, yeah, which is on the south coast of England, for those who don't know, by the sea. A nice place to live with a nice horizon, but it can get very stormy here as well.
Yeah, and a big music town as well. There's a lot of music going on in Brighton of various sorts.
And quite sort of liberal bohemian, progressive attitude of the population, large university student population too, lots of young people, and a vibrant city with the only green MP in the UK.
Yeah.
What's the special occasion?
Well, it was our 30-year anniversary, and we released a single, and which we reworked. It was released back in 1998 and was a single off an album called Elusive. And we reworked it, and
Yeah, that was called Silently Bad Minded.
yeah.
It was originally released in 1998. And so it was a sort of 30th anniversary, 25th anniversary. We started the legacy project anniversary. We were looking at it in 2020, so that from 1990, that obviously makes it 30 years. So it's been a progressive things because we wanted to establish our profile online on streaming platforms such as Spotify and YouTube, because the music projects that we did and releases that we had back in the day, it was before the internet was established and digital technology enabled streaming, etc.
Why this specific song?
But it was very relevant to the time that we're living in now. We found that quite a lot as we were going through our catalogue. I mean, we found, a lot of the tunes that we've worked on are very now in their content, lyrical content and feel. Can you say, Jay?
Yeah, I mean, it has been an interest in 90s music as well. I feel the resurgence of interest with that period because it was a very creative time in UK music. Lots of different disparate elements were coming together. And the UK was starting to come into its own as a musical creative force globally. Prior to that, although there was obviously lots of UK bands that had established themselves mainly in rock music. So, I mean, the Beatles are a classic example, the Rolling Stones, Led Zeppelin, those sort of rock bands. But in terms of black music or urban music and music that's influenced by America, most of the stuff that was being produced prior to the 90s was looking at towards America. And then in the 90s, it sort of evolved. So the music that was coming out of the UK was more looking to itself and looking for guidance within itself, within the UK, and inspiration within the UK, and it formulated genres that have become established now, such as, well, for want of a better term, what's called trip hop, jungle music, rave music, drum and bass music,
Also,
and
soul and R&B. There's a great take on R&B with bands like from the Young Disciples, all the Talking Loud projects. There was a deep kind of urban soul feel as well that was happening at that time. And also, London is quite a melting pot of different cultures as well, which I think made it a lot. I think people were more willing to come together. I mean, through the 80s and from the 70s, you could say, people were go people were going to mixed clubs more and were listening to, like, I know we both were, but like from the 70s and 80s, reggae was a massive influence, funk, soul, and also early hip hop. And a lot of people, like-minded people, would go to certain clubs, like over the kind of 70s and 80s decades, especially. And so you began to form relationships. And a lot of those people that were in those relationships kind of moved on and started creating their own music.